We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Time now to bring in Hall of Famer Michael Irvin of the NFL Network, and he's brought to you by Anderson Windows and Shepley Wood Products, the VA New England Healthcare System, and by New England Honda Dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. Getting ready to lead Jacksonville ahead back to Dallas before we hit again late, getting ready for the weekend of football.
Yeah, you were there last night for Titans and Jaguars, where Tom Brady was took to Twitter to discuss the officiating. What did you make of the officials, especially there in the first half?
Yeah, and I saw that came across the screen and everything talking about, you know, Tom Brady. But, guys, we got to admit now, this officiating and just officiating a football game now has become a real, real tough business with all of the calls and the challenges. It's incredible. It's incredible. We've had some bad calls. I didn't think last night was horrific. I didn't think they did a poor job because, you know, we're coming off of the Saints-Rams game where you did that to the Rams, to the Saints again. So I know it's a tough job. I didn't think last night was horrific like that in some of the calls that they missed. We had a lot of holding calls and everything like that. But it's a tough job, guys. That's a tough job.
Michael, we've seen the NFL overcharge Tom Brady for minor infractions in the past. Any chance that he could be fined or disciplined for criticizing the officials from afar?
No. Come on now. You know.
paranoid here.
You're not paranoid. What you are is you're sitting there saying, come on. Mess with us, NFL. Give us another reason to be mad and do what we did the last time you did some mess like you did when we went undefeated and all of that. You're looking for anything right now to keep them motivated because you're thinking the teams like the Jets can't keep them motivated as they need to be, but you don't ever have to worry because it's Bill Belichick.
Well, every day, Michael, for the last couple of weeks, as you can imagine, we've been discussing Antonio Brown here. The latest is a group of text messages that he sent out to a woman who was accusing him of sexual misconduct. If you were advising Antonio Brown, what would you tell him right now?
And honestly, when Antonio Brown he spoke the other day, I said to everybody that we watched, we were watching it at work. I said, I said, did you hear him? I got four gratefuls in there. Thank you. That was a great question in there. I said, he sounded like he had Bill Belichick's hand up his back and he was just moving his mouth, telling him what to say. It really did in that interview. It just seemed like, it's, wow, that's amazing. You know, I would certainly tell him, just man, and I think they're telling him there in New England, just, hey, let's just be cool and just stay low. Just stay low. Don't give it anything else. You know, just stay low. And these things, these tweets coming out or texts coming out, you know, it's just not good. I would just tell them just what I believe they're telling them, man. Let's just try to stay low and let the process work itself out.
What do you think this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, or is there a point where Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the Patriots just say, this isn't worth the trouble?
I don't know. You know, those guys have been pretty good and not dealing with it. Outside of this that just came out with the text, we were just talking about how great Bill Belichick is and how he's gotten it, how he silenced it. You know, Antonio Brown's not available every day and we're not getting a daily update on Antonio Brown, and then this stuff comes out. You know, those guys have been real good with helping people. And I don't know to what limit or what level or what what distance they will go. But I know that I like that they help people. I like that they give people other chances and try to work it through the game of football.
We're talking to Michael Irvin of the NFL Network. Last time we talked to you, Antonio Brown hadn't played a game yet. Obviously, he made his Patriots debut last week. Played, I think it was 33% of the snaps. What did you make of his debut?
As much as we hear about how difficult that offense is to learn, you know, I was telling people, I said, this is what they do. You know, they knew that was his home, so they gave him a package. They know he's from Miami. They got him on the football field. They gave him a package. You know, that's what I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant. And there's no doubt you can't stop and think, wow, if they did that with a few days' work, can you imagine what it will be as they continue to get work in together? You can't help but imagine that. But I thought it was – I really did. I thought it was brilliant by them, brilliant coaching, Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and Tom Brady, to get him a package and try to get him in the game and get him some plays and even got him in the end zone.
Michael, there's been a line of thought in New England that maybe Antonio Brown, given his unique skills and all the different things he can do and where he can line up, might be the most perfect fit as a wide receiver for Tom Brady and his skills. Do you agree with that idea?
Well, you know, I heard a lot of us talked about Antonio Brown's love to freelance, love for freelancing and a route. And then everybody said, well, I don't think that'll work. You know, New England is so structured. And it made me think back, like, wait a minute. You know, I remember Randy Moss doing his hand up, going down the field at Minnesota, and everybody said, oh, you won't get away with that in New England. You can't be just throwing your hand up and running down the field. And he did exactly that. They incorporated it right into the offense. No problem, Randy. You'll get this route. If you think you can run by somebody, throw your hand up. And Tom was hitting him. He hit him to the tune of 23 touchdowns in 1 year. I was like, man, was everybody wrong or what? That's what they do. They know how to take what you do best and incorporate it in offense. I think Tom Brady and AB, Antonio Brown, it'll be a great combination. A great combination.
And with all the attention on Antonio Brown and the offense, I think kind of getting lost in the shuffle, Michael, is the Patriots might have the best defense in the NFL.
Now that one we got to hold up on, guys.
All right. Okay, I'm getting excited. I know they play the Dolphins, I understand, but I love the personnel.
Right.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Let us get somebody in here. It's been Pittsburgh and it's been the Dolphins. Let us get somebody in here.
All right.
With some kind of offense. Now, you can only play what's in front of you. You can only play what's in front of you. And in our job is not just to go by the scoreboard. I had to get on the guys the other night talking about, man, our job is to see what we see and extrapolate from what we see and talk to the people about it. Now, you have extrapolated from what you see.
That's right. Defense
looks great. And it does. It does look great. But we must put a corner and say, all right, it's great against those guys. Let's see when they go up against the Kansas Cities, you know, the other teams that really have a real offense, how great that defense is. But for right now, yes, it does. It does look like it has a great defense.
So does that mean you're hesitant to begin the 19-0 talk as well?
No.
All right.
The 07 comparisons are there. The 07 comparisons are there. And when you look at it, you start saying, okay, wait a minute, you know, Edelman, Walker, you got Randy Moss. You start looking Randy Moss. You start saying this group, Josh Gordon, this group here is as good, if not better, than that 07 group. So that 07 group went undefeated. You have to start making those comparisons right now. I'm okay with that. And it's New England. And you see the schedule. I definitely see 8-7, 6-7, 8-0 right now. And then after that, it's just a matter of can you make sure you're coming hard and being motivated each week to match the intensity of the people you're playing, because they're coming in and saying, man, they're undefeated. Let's knock them off. Now you become even more the hunted.
Michael, with the Giants making a switch at quarterback, going with Daniel Jones over Eli Manning, one of the big discussions or topics this week has been, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? So for somebody who's already in there, I'm curious, what do you think?
When you looked at it and everybody's been talking about the score, you know, his record, 500 quarterback overall, but in Hall of Fame, they really lean towards quarterbacks. And there's absolutely no doubt Eli will be in that Niski luncheon with me soon, and we'll be having that a luncheon together talking. Manning last name. He won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, you know, beat you guys twice in the Super Bowl.
I know.
It's our job to bring it to the people. We got to bring it to the people. And he made such crucial plays in those Super Bowls and got MVPs. He got the MVPs. There's no way they'll keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
A lot of Patriots fans have made the leap to say if Eli Manning gets in the Hall of Fame based primarily on his postseasons and Super Bowl wins, that Julian Edelman. Do you agree? Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? You beat me to it.
Y'all for something else, man. But I adhere to that. I just subscribe to that. You know, when you talk, we can talk about consistency and longevity, but you got to also talk about impact and effectiveness while you were on the football field. And boy, Julian Edelman has had his impact, and he's certainly been effective.
Well, he's Michael Irvin of the NFL Network, where Pro Football Hall of Famer joins us every Friday during the football season. Michael, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Man, I understand you guys are looking at the schedule and saying, okay, what can we come up with? We got to keep them going and keep them motivated. but trust me, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Belichick knows how to do just that. Don't worry about it. You don't have to find things. Antonio Brown, they don't have to. You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.